USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Friday night, President Trump announced that the United States and Mexico had reached a deal to avert tariffs the president had threatened to impose on Mexico if it did not stem the flow of Central American migrants crossing into the United States. On Fox News Sunday, Republican Senator from Wisconsin Ron Johnson says Mexico needs to do more.
Mexico's always talked about beefing up enforcement on their southern border, but they haven't done it. The numbers we're talking about, 6,000 National Guard troops, would be significant. Opening up the migrant protection protocol to more individuals. Right now, they've only taken a little more than 8,000.
And President Trump is denying a report that Mexico agreed to these new border policies months ago. American Airlines says it won't be flying the Boeing 737 MAX jets until September at the earliest. Those are the two planes that were involved in crashes that killed 346 people. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
So you sit down and do your budget, and you look at all your monthly costs and your bills and your income, and it seems like there's never quite enough. You know what would really help? Finding $500 a month to help balance things out. That is the typical savings. $500 a month for a family when you switch to MediShare for your health care. And when it comes to health care sharing ministries, MediShare is really the gold standard. It's been around for 25 years and has more than 400,000 members. It's been around so long and grown so much because it works. And whether you're single or married or have kids, this could make sitting down to do a monthly budget a lot more fun. $500 a month can more than cover a car payment or payback loans, whatever. So join MediShare and go out to dinner to celebrate. Here's the number to call. They are incredibly kind and helpful to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
A huge merger in the aerospace sector could be announced this week. As USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes explains,
the merger would create one of the world's biggest aerospace and defense companies. The Wall Street Journal reporting that aerospace giant United Technologies is nearing the deal to merge with U.S. defense contractor Raytheon. The companies reportedly have a market value worth over $160 billion and could announce an all-stock deal as early as Monday. Raytheon is the U.S. military contractor that makes the Tomahawk and Patriot missile systems. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The body of a missing police chief in Texas has been found. According to the U.S. Coast Guard, Kemah Police Chief Chris Reed's body was found in Galveston Bay just before 8 a.m. local time by the Galveston County Marine Unit boat crew. Reed was reported missing on Friday when he went overboard near the Texas city of Dyke while fishing there with his wife. And in tennis, Rafael Nadal wins his 12th French Open title. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
This past week, many Americans reflected and remembered the 75th anniversary of D-Day. One thing that many people are always asking is, are kids in high school and even elementary school and middle school being taught enough about American history? I had a chance to catch up with historian and author Alex Kershaw. He's author of a new book titled The First Wave, The D-Day Warriors Who Led the Way to Victory in World War II. And one of the things I asked him was if he believes that in high school, kids are being taught enough history.
Well, I would, you know, until about 15 years ago, or even maybe longer, I would have had to say that, you know, I would hold my head in my hands and weep that so little history is being taught, certainly World War II history. Fortunately, technology has done an amazing job, and I think you'd be hard-pressed to find an American teenager or an American in their 20s or even 30s that hasn't played Medal of Honor and one of these computer video games where they reenact World War II. And in fact, you know, Omaha Beach itself, what we've been talking about, is one. I think it's the first level in one of these hugely popular video games that millions and millions and millions and millions of American kids have played. So I don't think you can say that high schoolers in America don't know about World War II. They've actually reenacted it in some ways, you know, often far too many times for hundreds of hours in some cases. My son, certainly.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.